You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. A notoriously difficult part of life for nearly 4 billion people. Can technology help? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. Almost half the world's population experiences menopause. Most women face it in our 40s and 50s as our bodies start producing fewer reproductive hormones like estrogen. When that happens, a wide range of uncomfortable symptoms can follow and can sometimes stick around for years. The potential market for products and technologies designed to help manage those symptoms could be worth tens of billions of dollars. And yet, despite that massive opportunity, somehow it's still early days in the so-called menotech market. Elizabeth Hodson is a reporter at the BBC. She's been looking into the menotech products on the market now and how the industry is evolving.
The 34-plus menopause symptoms can range from hot flushes to anxiety, and if they're severe, they can wreck women's quality of life. But until recently, there's been a reluctance to research and invest in technology to help. Elizabeth Garsda is the CEO of Boston-based tech startup Ember Labs. She says the reasons are cultural and financial.
I think there's a perception that when women enter menopause, they've lost their value to society. They're not reproducing. Most of the people making decisions about where investment goes are men. The majority of the investments go to where women are valued, which is fertility and pregnancy.
Her company has developed a bracelet to help regulate hot flushes and night sweats. She explains how it works.
We emit temperature sensations to the human skin, either heating or cooling. And what those sensations do is send a signal to your brain to calm itself down. Menopausal hot flushes are really an overactivation of your sympathetic nervous system or your fight or flight response.
It's not cheap at around $300, but women over 50 have been dubbed super consumers by Forbes. The US government consumer expenditure survey suggests they're the largest demographic with incomes over $100,000. Other companies are now recognising this spending power, like British-based Magnetone, which sells menopause-friendly electrical beauty devices. Amy Neighbour is head of brand strategy and says they have a two-pronged approach.
We just make it normal as part of the conversation. We choose all of the language and everything that we talk about. The other side is by showing menopause ticks, logos, and putting out content that specifically talks to menopause and menopausal symptoms.
We'll be right back with more from the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson about obstacles in the menotech industry. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson.
The next challenge is convincing people that Menotech works. Some medics are sceptical about how much products actually help to alleviate symptoms. The UK-based menopausal brand advisor Jen M has created a menopause-friendly logo in partnership with the drugstore Boots. If a product helps with symptoms, it can be given an M tick. But Jen M co-founder Sam Simister says the tick isn't a guarantee.
Everybody's menopause is going to be different. It is about choice and control. So it is incredibly hard to say whether one product works for you or whether it won't. Products that do deploy the M-tick have followed a process and they have the data that then supports that they are worthy of carrying that M-tick.
The global menopause market is expected to reach nearly $25 billion by 2030, according to Grandview Research, and Menotech is only just getting started.
That was Elizabeth Hodson at the BBC. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.